This week I'm launching a new vehicle that will support and extend Reading for Leading. It's a video blog or vlog I will be publishing on a periodic basis at the site of my friend Maria Shriver. These vlogs will alternate between topics, from leading at the kitchen table to leading in the workspace. Maria and I sat down in her office in LA to explore this new collaboration and talked about why we're passionate and what we're excited about when it comes to leadership. Maria drew out what I consider to be the core issues of leadership and also asked me about the challenge for women in leadership. You can see that video at mariashriver.com. It's about 4 minutes long. In addition, I got Maria to talk about what she calls architects of change, and you can see and hear her thoughts here and on my website. And if video doesn't work for you, please drop below the video window to continue. On my survey that hundreds of you were good enough to fill out a couple weeks ago, quite a few people asked me not to abandon the written word, many explaining that watching video just doesn't work at work. So I'm committed to keeping a written column coming your way, even as I do expand into video. Thus, for those who can't watch the video, here's a little of Maria's point of view. I'm quoting her here. "I began talking about architects of change when I was First Lady of California. I define an architect of change as someone who sees a problem and doesn't wait for someone else to come along with the solution. That can be at home. You can be an architect of change by changing the topic of conversation at the dinner table or by instituting a new one, by being the best caretaker for a parent who's ailing. You can be an architect of change by raising kids that are well-balanced, are happy, and that are aware of the world around them. You can be an architect of change by running for office or by changing the school lunch menu." That's, of course, what I call everyday leadership. It's the belief that authority or position is not the same thing as leadership. Leadership is, instead, a decision, a choice, a standpoint you will take. It's not a once-for-all time. It's a practice I can choose every Monday morning, or any other time I want to be meaningful and make a difference. Maria continued talking about architects of change. Quote, "There's an architect of change in each and every person. They really believe that their lives are their message." I love that phrase, "Your life is your message. Each of us matters." Or, as Gandhi has been paraphrased, when he connected global issues to our own individual ability to change, "Be the change you hope to see in the world. Change the world as you lead with your best self."